I think the process was set up that where it would be implemented over a period of time. You know, just the recent things that have come out, I think there were like 276 or 376 possible duplicative records and reports. And those are the things that we need to look at, is how do we make government a little bit more efficient? You know, we have those cross-agency priority goals have been set. You know, the emphasis that I'm looking at is to really have some time where we can talk about having some real performance measures that actually measure results and not just have measurement of activity. And that's the work that we need to work on.
At the event earlier today with the National Academy of Public Administration, you offered some examples around terrorism, an example of not did you stop terrorism, but did you share information? Is that where maybe some of the frustration is coming in, that you know agencies are picking measures that maybe don't necessarily show really what they're accomplishing, but it's more of the outcome versus output?
Yeah, and certainly I ask folks to look at government performance.gov to get an idea. There are some agencies that are doing a good job. I think there's some that still need a little bit of improvement. And I think that's what we need to have, that type of dialogue, because, you know, anybody can measure activity, but can you measure results? And that takes a little bit more effort to come up with a measurement that actually measures the outcome or the results oriented. So again, there's good examples, but there's a lot of examples where we need a little bit of improvement.
Now you're trying to address that areas of improvement. You mentioned a couple times during the event today about some language in the appropriation bills for 2015 and potentially beyond. Can you just talk a little bit about what language you're considering or you have put into the bills?
Well, you know, the language I've added right now is to have a linkage where if somebody makes a budget request, an appropriation request, that we actually have a linkage to their performance. So that language is tentatively in till we have the final omnibus bill, hopefully at the end of the year. But next year, I'm hoping that we, and actually our office is drafting some ideas of what we think the measurements should be, and then we can have a dialogue with the agencies and finally have some sort of dialogue at what those measurements should be.
Are you getting a sense that there for the language that's in the appropriate bills this year so far, are you getting support? Do you get a sense if there's support from your fellow members? Are they paying attention? Do they care?
Well, hopefully they care, and hopefully they're paying attention, because we did add it in the committee. So now, at the end of the year, if everything goes fine, it should be part of the law, the omnibus bill. So I hope people are paying attention, and hopefully they're showing that it's something that's important. The next step is going to be more interesting, because we're actually going to get into some of the mechanics as to what those measurements should be. Again, suggestions, I'd rather have it from the top, from the bottom up, but we certainly have to have that dialogue, because we're supposed to have a dialogue with the agency under the law. It's not happening right now.
Actually, you brought that up at the event today as well, the fact that you haven't really heard too much from agencies. Is it a matter of someone's got to take that first step? Have you reached out to them? Have they not reached out to you? Is everyone waiting for each other?
You know, that might be the case, and certainly I have brought it up several times in the appropriations. I bring that up, and if you look at my line of questioning, a lot of times members will look at going in and finding a problem with an agency. I've been looking at more of the issue as, hey, tell me about your performance measures. How are we doing on that? How are you measuring things? I know that's not the exciting thing to talk about, but again, it's very, very important. So hopefully after this appropriation bill, and we start looking at some performance measures, and they're going to be part of the appropriation process, hopefully, I think we're going to have a lot more dialogue.
One of the things you also talked about is customer service. This is some other language you put in the appropriation bill this year. Again, if it gets through, talk a little bit about that language.
Well, bottom line is, you know, we're just trying to set up some basic criteria as to customer service. And we certainly want to make sure that we emphasize customer service. I want to make sure that every agency has some sort of at least basic level of, you know, where they set up their own criteria. We can't have the same measurements, but we ought to have some sort of a basic standard for customer service where the taxpayer is given the best interest of the test as to what sort of service we ought to be provided.
You've introduced the customer service bill several times. You're trying to kind of get it through the process. I think it passed the House, but the Senate sat on it. Do you see any more momentum building? Because in the wake of things like healthcare.gov, in the wake of other the VA scandals that have happened, you think that customer service would maybe be more of a priority both on Capitol Hill, but also in the executive branch?
Without a doubt. We passed it twice from the House. But this time, what I decided to do, I said, okay, if it's not going to pass, if it's going to get stuck in the Senate for the second time, then what I intend to do is add it to the train that's moving. It's called the appropriation bill, and we will have some language that will call upon all agencies to set those standards for customer service. The same language, pretty much, the same language that I had on the bill itself will be part of the appropriation bill. Let's wait till the omnibus bill, but right now it's been included in committee level.
Another bill you're co-sponsoring with Congressman Latham is around lean and responsive government. That was introduced back in July. Talk a little bit about that bill and how does that build on, for instance, GPRA modernization?
Well, it dovetails in the template that we have for the GPRA modernization. Bottom line is what we want to do is we want to have an efficient, effective, and accountable government. In Sigma 6, and there's agencies that have been doing a good job. The Department of Defense is a good example. And if they've been looking at how to streamline the processes to make it more cost, to find those cost savings, then I think we need to expand on that good work that's been set up. So it fits in the template of performance-based budgeting, because at the end of the day, we want to know if we put $1, what's the bang for that $1? That's what we're trying to do.
There's not a lot of members of Congress on either side of the aisle who kind of understand government performance. Are you doing things to educate your fellow members to say it's not just a bad government or a good government issue, but if you can get government to perform better, then there is a good government issue happening? It seems like that type of education is what's missing on Capitol Hill.
You're absolutely right. I think that's the education, because right now the two extremes have been good government, bad government, and they don't focus on, government has to be efficient, has to provide. When it doesn't provide, it's not efficient, then that's when people get frustrated with government. And that's the type of education, though, quite honestly, I think we need to do a lot more so members can get away from the two extremes saying government does everything to the other part where, hey, there's actually good government, that government is efficient, it's lean, and provides the services, the best bang for the dollar.